We are learning Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fourth chapter, the third Mishnah. The fourth Mishnah. And we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Carl Chaim ben Meir Haber. The Mishnah says, and we have a long Rambam in this Mishnah, Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne Omer. Rabbi Levitas, the important man of Yavne, he taught, Me'od Me'od Hevei Shfal Ruach. A person should be very, very humble. Shfal ruach could mean of a low spirit, a humble, modest. Shetikvat enosh rima, for the hope of humanity, where do we all end up? As vermin. So be humble. That's where we all end up anyways. Now that Mishnah, that one line, has a very, very long commentary by the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Kvar hizkarnu beprekim shekadmu, we already mentioned in the earlier chapters, she'anava imina midot ha'na'alot, that humility is of the great traits, v'hi memutzat, and it is really the balance, the balance between ben ha'gava v'shiflut ha'ruach. Anava is the balance between a person being haughty and a person being completely lowly. V'shem midah zo be'ivrit, anava. In Hebrew, we call the balance anava. Aval gava yesh la shemot rabim. But haughtiness has many names in Hebrew. Gvalev, high heart. Einaim ramot, eyes that are high. Ge'eh, proud. Ram, exalted. All these names are references to the same trait of gava. Umina shemot shekaru lachachamim ruach gvah v'gasut ruach mitga'eh. And in Chazal's terminology, they refer to haughtiness as ruach kuvoha, a high spirit, gasuta ruach, a coarse spirit, umitga'en, a person who's being proud. Uchenegda v'kteh sheni, and the opposite extreme of gava, of haughtiness, is shifluta ruach, a low spirit. Notice the Mishnah said, a person should be me'od me'od shfal ruach, with a very, very low spirit, which the Rambam is saying is not the balance. Ukval be'arnu b'perk ha'rvi'i, and we already explained, says the Rambam, in the fourth chapter, he's talking about in the introduction, lintot le'echad mishnak tzavot el al derech ha'siyag, that sometimes a person has to be off of the golden path, a person has to go a little bit to one of the extremes, in order to protect himself. Because if you strive for the opposite extreme, then you will maintain balance. There are certain traits that every person has weakness, and he has to try and balance himself by striving for the opposite extreme. Zulati b'midah azo bilvad mikol shar midot, klomar ha'gava. The exception would be this trait, amongst all other traits, the trait of pride. Lefi shemechamat chomer migrat ha'midah azo etzel ha'chachamim. The sages taught that this trait is so detrimental, uviodamet nizka, and the sages knew how much damage it can inflict. Herchiku mimena dakcha acharon. Here the sages said, not as a matter of protection, but rather as instructions for life. They said, go to the opposite extreme. Menatul shiflut ruach legamre. They said a person should go to the opposite extreme completely. Unlike other traits where Chazal said, in order to attain balance, shoot for the opposite extreme, here Chazal said, no, aspire for the opposite extreme, because gava is so detrimental. Just one second. Kedei shelo yashiru benefesh roshem lagava klal b'shum panim. So that a person leaves no place in his soul for there to be any type of pride in any way. Chazal said, this is a trait where we have to literally go for the opposite extreme, not just as a manner of protection, but as a way of life. Yes?
In the Hilchot Yaros, he says that's only one of two. He says there's also Gaas.
Right.
So
okay.
One,
right.
That
I think, I'm not sure, but I think when we learned the fourth chapter in the introduction, we discussed that. I think so. Ukvar ra'iti b'sefer misifrei midot. And I already saw, but you can check online, Ariel. All these classes are there.
My computer is stolen.
Was stolen when?
My computer was stolen.
Hi, before you came here. Okay. Feel bad for your computer. I feel better about Mkhonmi. Huh?
I was in the
And I already saw in one of the works that teach about traits, ששאלו לאחד החסידים, ואמרו לו, איזה יום עבר עליך בשמחה יותר מכל ימי חייך? They asked one of the pious, they asked him, what was the happiest day of your life? אמר, he said, יום אשר הייתי נוסע בספינה, it was the day when I was traveling by ship, והיה מקומי בא שפל למקומות, and they put me in the lowest class. They gave me third class. They put me with the luggage. והייתי לבוש בלויי סחבות, and I was wearing tatters. והיו בספינה סוחרים ובעלי רכוש, and there were other people in the ship, and they were merchants, and they were wealthy. ואני הייתי מוטל במקומי, and I was sitting in the, at the end of the ship, in the lowest class. ואחד מנושאי הספינה עמד להשתין, and one of the people on the ship had to relieve himself. והשפיע עליו שפלותי והמצב הגרוע שהייתי בו, and he looked at me, and he saw my dire state, עד שגילה את עצמו והשתין עליי. So he turned around to where I was sitting, and he relieved himself on top of me. The Rambam says that in one of the works about traits, they discussed that there was a pious person. They asked him, what was the happiest day of your life? So he says, this was the happiest day of my life. התפלאתי עד התחזקות תכונת העזות בנפשו. The pious person says, I looked up at the guy who was relieving himself on me, and I was amazed at how brazen this human being could be. ובאמת לא הצטערתי בליבי במעשיו כלל, but the truth is, this pious person says, I wasn't saddened in my heart at all over what he had done, ולא נתעורר בי שום התרגשות, and I didn't feel myself getting excited. So there's a man who feels I'm so low that he could treat me this way. And when I saw that in spite of his behavior to me, he's treating me less than a human being. He's treating me like I'm lower than human, right? Like a cactus. Okay, that's a nice way of looking at it. So when I saw that I was not getting excited over his treatment, אז שמחתי שמחה גדולה, then I was so happy שהגעתי עד כדי כך, that I reached to that level, שלא הרגיזני זלזול אותו החסר, that his degradation did not get me angry, ולא שמתי ליבי אליו, and I took no note of him. I didn't feel like I had to respond when someone was treating me in such an undignified way. So the Rambam is quoting from a different work, where it says that they asked the pious person what was the happiest day of his life. He says that was the happiest day of his life. Then he realized he had attained the level that he didn't have to react.
He's in shock.
The in shafek, no, not because he was in shock. No. He says, that's why he points out, he says, I was in wonderment over the brazenness that this fellow had attained, and yet I didn't feel any need to respond. ואין ספק שזה הגבול האחרון בשפלות הרוח, and undoubtedly, says the Rambam, that attaining such extremities of being low in one's spirits, כדי להתרחק מן הגאווה, is in order for a person to distance himself from pride. והנני אתה מזכיר קצת מה שהזכירו חכמים בשבח הענווה, and so now I will mention, says the Rambam, some of what our sages taught in praise of modesty, וגנות הגאווה, and our sages told us how derided this trait of pride is. ולפיכך שיבה זה להתקרב לשפלות הרוח. And that's why this rabbi, Rabbi Levitas, commanded us to come close to the lowly spirit. Remember, the Rambam said, the lowly spirit is not the golden path. The lowly spirit is an extreme. It is the only trait where Chazal told us to go to the extreme. Ve'amar, and he taught, me'od me'od hevei shfal ruach. A person should be very, very low in spirit. This isn't the golden day. This is beyond that. This is extreme. Choshesh she'im yishaer ha'adam b'gvul ha'anava bilvad. He was concerned that if a person keeps himself within the boundaries of what's called normal modesty alone, yeh bo chelik min ha'gaava, then he'll have a little bit of pride. Kivan she'u karov la. Because he allows himself to be close to that trait. Lefi, Sha'anava mimutzad, because true modesty is the balance there, k'mo she'bi'anu, as we've explained. So, this was the Rambam's explanation of the Mishnah, and now the Rambam's going to go on with a speech about half a page long, just telling us the sources from Chazal that teach us about the importance of modesty. Amru b'shevach ha'anava. Our sages said, in praise of modesty, ma she'asat chokhma keto l'rosha, asat anava ekev legudla. What wisdom takes on as a crown is but the heel of modesty. The verse says, "Dichtiv reshit chokhma yirat Hashem." The reshit, the head, the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. The verse indicates that being God-fearing is more precious, takes precedence over wisdom, and is really the cause of the existence of wisdom. God-fearingness is the source, is the beginning of wisdom. The Amar, and the verse says, Ekev anava yirat Hashem, the heel of modesty is being God-fearing. Klomar shirat Hashem nimshechet b'shulei anava. That, what? Yeah. Mishle, yeah. Both are psukim in Mishle. They're both psukim in Mishle. Klomar. Huh? I don't think so. Ah, it is. You're right. It is from Tehillim. Reshit chokhma yirat Hashem is from Tehillim. You're right. Yishar koach, toda. Klomar, she'irat Hashem nimshechet b'shulei ha'anava, that being God-fearing comes at the, so to speak, at the tailcoat of modesty. Nimtza she'anava yoter gdola min ha'chokhma be'arbe. Turns out that wisdom is less than being God-fearing. And modesty is more than being God-fearing. So modesty is much, much more than wisdom. Yeah, you guys follow the math? Okay. Ve'amru, davar zeh katuv b'torah sh'anui b'nevim meshulash b'ketuvim. Our sages said that the following thought was written in the Torah, repeated in the prophets, and tripled in the writings. Kol makom sh'ta mutzeh gvurato sh'la kadosh baruch hu, sh'ma ta mutzeh v'tanuto. Wherever you find God's might, that's where you find His modesty. And if you think about it, they go hand in hand. God's might goes with His modesty. That's part of His might. A person who is truly mighty can also be truly modest. Only someone who is not truly mighty has to be proud about it. Pride goes hand in hand with falsehood, right? True might can go with modesty. Yeah, clear? Do we have to expand on that? Is that clear? Yes, that we should expand? No. Clear. Okay. Katuv b'Torah, the verse says in Torah, Akel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'ha'nora, says God is great, mighty, awesome, v'acharav oseh mishpat ger yatom v'almana. Then the verse stresses, God does the justice for the convert, for the widow, for the orphan. The verse stresses how God goes to the people who might be on the bottom rung of society. When a person does giyur, he doesn't have a family to lean on. He has to start from scratch. He doesn't have anyone backing him. He's very often on the bottom rung. It takes geyrim a long time to work their way up, financially, socially. That's why God says, I'm with them. When the verse describes God's greatness, it also describes how God helps people who might be on the bottom rung of society, the widow, the orphan. The Shanui ben Vim, and it is this idea is repeated among the prophets, Kicho amar ram v'nisa shochenad v'kadosh shemo. So says the one who is exalted, he's above all else, he is eternal, his name is holiness. Marom v'kadosh eshkon, I live in exalted places, in holy places, God says. V'ama b'samuch, and directly following that, what does God say? V'etakeh ushval ruach, I am with those that are put down. I am with those that are of a low spirit. Umshulash b'ketuvim, and the verse is said a third time, this concept is repeated a third time in the writings. Solu la'ochev b'aravot b'kashmo, v'acharav avi yitumim v'dayan almanot. Says, exalt the one who is on the highest level of the heavens, aravot. And it says, he is the father of the orphans, he is the judge for the widows. On the one hand, David HaMelech stresses God is above all else. On the other hand, David HaMelech stresses from way up there, God looks down to those that are on the bottom that need His help. Wherever we see God's might, we see God's modesty. Hashem is wants to uplift those that are down, right? That's why we bow before we say Hashem's name. We don't bow at Hashem's name, because God doesn't want us down. God wants to uplift everyone. That's why we bow beforehand. We say, from our perspective, we have to bow. But from God's perspective, God wants us upright. You could learn from Moshe, who was whole in the traits that are logical, and the traits, a person's traits. Kulam nosav al malato ben vua, av bechokma, av ben vua, av betorah. Above his prophecy, we know he was a father of wisdom, father of prophecy, father of Torah. V'shivcha katuv mikulam. And when the verse wants to tell us how great Moshe was, b'midat ha'anava bilvad. And the Torah wants to tell us how great Moshe was, the Torah says one trait. It says that ish Moshe anav me'od. Moshe was very modest. The Torah wants to praise him. It doesn't say about his wisdom, his Torah. It says he was very modest. Our sages say when it says he was very modest, it tells us he went to the extreme. And that's how you find Moshe. He led the Jewish people out of Egypt. Is the most miraculous person that ever lived on the planet. The whole world is talking about Moshe. The Jews come and tell him we need water. He's brought water out of Iraq. He's done all the miracles. He turns to the Jews and says, what do you want from us? What do you want from me and Aaron? What can we do? That's Moshe. The same thing we find by David. Anointed by God. He's the one whose songs are the pleasant songs, the songs of Israel. He's the king. Whatever he says goes. God uplifted his rule. God gave him great victories. God made promises from Moshe's time about the greatness that King David would attain. He is the star that it says, Darach kochav mi Yaakov. A star came out of Jacob, as our sages told us. He's a prophet. He's the elder among the 70 elders. Kmo shneimar yoshev bashevet. Ve'im kol ze omer al atzmo lev nishbar ve'nitke. Nonetheless, when he turns to God, he says, a broken heart, God, you'll have mercy on a person that's broken like me. Ve'arbe min alshonot alalu hamorim al tachlit ha'anava. We find many times David speaks about himself as a, he says, I'm a worm, I'm not even a human. Oh, David says, what am I? I'm the most disgraced human being. Chalpat Adam. He's the king. Moshe Rabbeinu has been talking about him. The elder among elders. Leader of the Jewish people. From Moshe's time we have a promise about this great David. And God has promised him his dynasty will rule the Jewish people. But when he talks to God, he says, what am I? Umimasha, yeah.
When he was saying that he's talking about Ruach Elohim. The Hail Elohim.
Okay.
So he's saying, he's talking about the Shuvah, the prophet Shuvah. It's not an outward act, it's an internal feeling.
Okay. So now you've asked a good question. I agree with the question. But now give a good answer.
Was it not a statement?
It's not a statement. Okay. I think that this enlightens us as to the Rambam's understanding of that Pasuk. Meaning, the Rambam here is teaching us something. I agree with you. This isn't the way I read the Pasuk till I read this Rambam either. I also didn't understand this pasuk to be referring to Anava. The Rambam had many examples to choose from. I would think this wasn't one of the examples I would have chosen. And if the Rambam chose this and says you find many other pasukim, then the Rambam obviously understood this pasuk to be the best example of David's modesty. So that leads us to a different understanding in this pasuk. I didn't want to go into it, but once you've raised the points, and now think about it. Look at the pasuk. Take the Rambam's understanding, and you'll see that we have great insight from the Rambam here. But that's not for tonight.
What should I look at about that pasuk?
Think about how the Rambam understood that. Why is that the prototype? Why is that the pasuk the Rambam wanted to choose? Notice the Rambam says there are many other pasukim like this. So why did the Rambam choose this one? That indicates that this pasuk, in a most overt way, teaches about David's modesty. So then we have to reanalyze that pasuk.
Didn't Rambam already talk about Ankulat
Elohish? No, I said that. The Rambam didn't say that, no. The Rambam only quotes this pasuk from David. I quoted the other pasuk. Umimashamu b'gaava, so now that we've quoted all the quotes about modesty, we're going to go on and discuss Gaava, but we are out of time, so we'll have to pick up over here, Be'ezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks from now, Thursday night. Hope to see all of you there. Laila Tov.